A little old man was driving down the freeway when his cell phone rang. It was his wife. "Dear," she said, "I just heard on the radio that a car is going the wrong way on your highway. Please be careful." The husband replied, "It's not just one car, there are hundreds of them." Lent is a time that we have to go in the right direction. The church wants us to use Lent to head in the right direction, which is towards heaven. And Lent is such a holy season. During the season of Lent, people come back to God, they come back to the sacraments. In fact, most people will go to confession during Lent, especially if they've been away for 10 years, 25 years, even 50 years. People will come back to confession. That's one of the great joys of a priest, is to be able to reconcile people to God, to hear those confessions, to bring people back to the practice of their faith. Lent is a time to put God first in your life, to go to Mass each and every Sunday, each and every holy day. Ash Wednesday is a day when we get people to come to church, you know, a couple times a year. Christmas, Easter, Ash Wednesday, and Palm Sunday. Those are the four big days. So if you're in that category, welcome. It's great to have you here. Make it a good habit to give God at least that 1 hour every week in prayer at Mass, every Sunday and Holy Day. So put God first through daily prayer and by living your faith, not just a couple days a year, but live your faith every day. Lent is such a wonderful season of prayer and penance. And the Lord gives us three recommendations in tonight's scripture: almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. Those three things have been practiced by Catholics since Christ founded the Church 2,000 years ago upon the apostles. These are means to grow in holiness, to grow in love of God and love of neighbor. And really, when Lent is all said and done, by the end of Lent, we should love God more and we should love our neighbor more. If we've done that, then we've had a good and holy Lent. If we're holier, if we're closer to God by Easter, then it's been a good Lent for us. So God willing, we will grow in our love of God and love of neighbor during this holy season. So the three suggestions from our Lord. First, almsgiving, which is charity. Here are some very practical ways to live out this during Lent. You could visit a nursing home with your children. Take your kids to visit the elderly in a nursing home, or maybe if they're homebound. They will appreciate it. It'll brighten their day, and you and your kids will be brought closer to God by what they have to offer you. Forgive somebody that has hurt you. Try to patch up a hurt relationship by visiting them, or maybe a phone call or a letter. Think, is there anybody in your life that you need reconciliation with, to patch something up? Maybe do that through a phone call, letter, or a visit. We should give up gossiping or profanity, using God's name in vain, lightly or carelessly. Every day we should do at least one act of forgiveness. Forgive the driver who cuts you off. Forgive that co-worker who annoys you. That shopper who cuts in line in front of you. Forgive that store clerk who is rude. Or forgive that family member who ignores your needs. Say a kind word to everyone you meet. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to do during Lent? Give a compliment each day to your spouse and your children. What a way to bring peace and harmony into the home, to compliment your kids every day, to compliment your spouse every day. Offer to watch the children of one of our new moms during Lent. Maybe for a couple hours, offer to go over and help with the kids and help babysit for your fellow moms to give them a little bit of a break. Try to visit an elderly friend or relative. Give a donation to the poor, to those that are suffering. See, these are all ways that we can give alms, charity. Second is prayer. The Lord recommends that we pray, to go to our inner room, to close the door, and to pray to our Father in private. A good way to develop your prayer life is to read the section in the Catechism on prayer. It's the fourth section. It's only 74 pages. So if you read 2 pages a day during Lent, you'll have read the whole section. 2 pages a day from the Catechism. It's the explanation of the Our Father, the model for all of our prayers. And then we should do some spiritual reading during Lent, especially the life of Christ. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. I'd also recommend some of my favorite books on the life of Christ. Bishop Sheen's book, The Life of Christ. Frank Sheed's, To Know Christ Jesus. Romano Guardini's, The Lord. Or Archbishop Goudier's, The Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ. These are ways that we can get to know Jesus better during the Lenten season. And then, regarding prayer, try to at least pray 10 minutes a day, daily meditation. You can go to a website called Catholic.net, and then you can get a daily meditation. You can read about the faith. And then try to do something extra during Lent to deepen your prayer life. Make the Stations of the Cross every Friday night here at the church. Come to Eucharistic Adoration, maybe 1 hour a week, sometime. As you know, we have it 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. You can stop by and spend some time in prayer. Many people go to Mass during the week, a couple times during the week. Many of you go every day during Lent. And that is the single best thing you can do to grow closer to God, is daily Mass and daily Communion. For years, when I pray the Rosary every day during Lent, I say the sorrowful mysteries every day, and I encourage you to do that. The 40 days of Lent, the sorrowful mysteries, because you'll be meditating upon the Passion of Christ. Lastly, is fasting. What is fasting? Well, it's making a sacrifice, self-denial, giving something up. For example, we do that on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday when we only have one full meal and then 2 smaller meals to just maintain strength. And as you know, during Lent, we give up meat on every Friday during Lent as well as Ash Wednesday. See, these are forms of fasting that we can do. And many people will do other kinds of fasting during the week as well. It's up to you. Some will give up alcohol. To give up alcoholic beverages is a good idea for Lent, just to show that you have control over it. It does not have control over you. Many people give up desserts or unnecessary shopping. Maybe they don't listen to music in their car. Instead, they listen to religious programs to deepen their faith. Many might even do something very heroic and give up coffee. Okay? That could be very heroic for some of you. Or they reduce it to 1 cup a day. But make sure that if you give up coffee, you don't become the penance for everybody you live with. Okay? See, that would defeat the purpose. They say always pick a sacrifice that won't make you a penance for others. So think about that. So, almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. If we do these things, we will be heading in the right direction.